Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Back live now into the second hour. I was just talking to the affiliate relations guy up at Genesis. A lot of news stations, a couple every week now, big ones, are turning us on or considering turning on the radio show. And I want to thank all of those new affiliates and all of our old affiliates that are picking up the show. We're very, very thankful for that. We also simulcast on WWCR shortwave, 11 to 3 p.m. Central, and then from 9 to 1 a.m., 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. at 9 on WWCR. And, of course, restreaming 24 hours a day at InfoWars.com and the free podcast with over 130,000 people downloading it a day for free at InfoWars.com. So be sure and go to the Listen Live page, the Listen page. It's got all the details and how you can listen on your cell phone. The list just goes on and on. Very excited about that. Got a bunch of guests coming up, as I mentioned, at the end of the last hour. We're going to go to the G20 and what's happening in London with guests on that front. Because there's a warm-up there with rioting and things that are being staged, clearly, so we'll be breaking that down. Obama's dictator status expands with firing of Wagner. This is a PrisonPlanet.com story from Paul Joseph Watson. The staggering spectacle of a sitting president effectively firing the CEO of a private company heralds the beginning of a new phase in government takeover of free enterprise, according to the shocked economic observers. Economic observers staggered at government's mortal blow to free enterprise. Obama's decision to send GM CEO Rick Wagner packing on Sunday afternoon stunned a previously buoyant stock market into a 250-point drop on Monday as traders struggled to digest the unprecedented move. Never before happened in U.S. history. This is just the latest example of expansion of Obama and his administration's power grab using the economic crisis created by the central bankers that pull their strings as an excuse to pose as the saviors while completely sinking any chances of a real recovery by not allowing incompetent banks and corporate systems to fail. And by the way, I listen to mainline AM and FM radio. I scan, listening about 2-3 minutes, driving to work and going back to home or doing errands to XM radio. I never had a car with XM in it, and recently I got a new car and it has it, and so I'm listening to it. It's great to monitor, but even mainline Fox News host, radio host, and others are saying this is staged. It's New World Order takeover. I can't believe it. It's like Alex Jones is on these shows. But they still add Al-Qaeda is going to give up all your rights, you know, war on terror and all that fake stuff. And then I listen to the liberal shows, and they're saying this, and I'm even hearing, I think they call it the left channel, with little snipes at Obama. I've heard several shows go, well, you know, Bush just did this. And they go, I mean, Obama. It's hard to tell the difference. So what happens is when all the talk show hosts start waking up, most of them aren't government agents. They were just picked because they believe in the false paradigm by the programmers. As they start losing their pension funds, as they start losing their 401ks, they start getting religion and figuring out, and a lot of them admit listening to this show, liberal and conservative, and they're waking up. So we have a good chance at arresting these bankers, but we have to go all the way. And so they can't censor or shut down all the shows. And also the listeners are figuring it out. So through peer pressure, they're forcing the talk show host to talk about this. So we have a good chance of turning this around. I mean, on many fronts, this radio show could be rendered passe. You know, if these people continue to wake up and develop their understanding. But I hear show after show after show on XM saying the bankers engineered this. Because they did. It's on record they did. It's as if Obama and the Congress wants it to get worse. They're getting all this power. Yes, now you understand. Now you're getting the heart of the matter. More on this anarchist plot mayhem for G20 in London and a lot more when we come back.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's a fact. You're tuned into it. This is the tip of the spear in the info war, the front lines in the fight for liberty and freedom worldwide. Want to commend all the listeners for spreading the word about the radio show on the internet and the AM and FM dial. We have never had such explosive growth as we're having right now. Number one radio talk show on the internet, according to Shoutcast.com and other rating services. Just go to Shoutcast.com, click on their stats page. Number one in talk on the free internet. Number one, ladies and gentlemen, number one for the last year straight, above all the other big talk show hosts, and exponentially growing. Number one talk show on Flycast for your cell phones. Number one, ladies and gentlemen, because of you spreading the word and our hard work and research here. Now, again, coming up, more on Obama's dictator status expands with firing of the head of GM. Anarchist plot mayhem for G20 in London. Listen to this. The London Guardian's reporting, CCTV network to be shut down during G20 summit. They did this right before the London bombing as well, the day before, and cut security by 90%. That's mainstream news. That's in my film Terror Storm. And they've done this so the police don't get caught dressed up like anarchists like they've been caught in Denver last year, Denver Post, police admit it, or in Ottawa, Canada last year. at the SPP, Security Prosperity Partnership North American Union meeting, or how they got caught in Genoa, Italy, or how they got caught in Seattle, and how they've been caught in England. Oh, we're turning the cameras off today and for the next 2 days. They're turning the cameras off. So we're going to tell you why they claim they're doing that. Former Cheney aide suggests that Hersh's account of executive assassination ring is certainly true. This was on CNN with Will Blitzer. Of course there's a secret assassination team. It's called the Delta Force. And it isn't just Cheney. It's from Jimmy Carter until Barack Obama, all the presidents. And so Hersh is making it political and just about Dick Cheney. I'm just so sick of it. The left will expose the right will expose the left, and then meanwhile they're both wings on the same bird of prey, ripping the eyeballs out of the American people. Russia backs return to gold standard, new global currency. It's all coming up, but I wanted to get, as he joins us once a month, Marty Schachter, World War II veteran in the Chemical Corps, started a company in 1947 after the war with his daddy. He runs it today with his son, the original organic True Soap Company. I like to have him on once a month because this is something that really will save people money, but it's also an educational process when he's on. The big chemical companies are all about making a new market, taking over old markets. And they came in, they said, we have all this extra byproduct petroleum refining that would be toxic waste. We'll just put it in what we call soap. It's really detergent. And it's toxic, and it causes allergies, and it causes asthma, and it's all admitted. The perfumes alone can be hundreds of different products, and you pay a lot more money for it than actual organic real soap. And I learned about this company about 7 years ago when he first became a sponsor on Genesis because the sales manager was a conservative but also a real environmentalist, and he found out that luxury hotels, hospitals, private hospitals were buying it. They didn't sell to the public. And Michael Trudeau called up Marty Schachter and said, you ought to sponsor here. So that's what started their direct sales to the public. And that's why it's 85% off stock shopping, grocery store prices. 85% off. They've got the actuaries, the numbers up at fivestarsoap.com because there isn't the middleman. There's not the billions of dollars of advertising and Procter & Gamble and the rest of them. So I wanted to have him on just to encourage listeners. The average person spends $25-$30 a week, the average household, on, quote, cleaning products. You can get 85% off of that. Your bath soap, your hair soap, your dishwashing soap, your laundry soap, all of it. And this is real, with essential oils from fruits and vegetables. No animals, tallow, no garbage, none of it. And it really is amazing stuff. Now, there's the other side of that. People on average pay double for organic stuff at stores, what they pay for the detergent. So this is 85% off detergent prices, 85% off detergent prices. But then people that want organic are paying on average double for organic in the stores. Double the detergent when this is 85% off that. So we do some calculations. I've just seen myself that the organic stuff seems to be twice as much. Marty should do a calculation on that and talk about it. Marty, great to have you back on with us.
Good. Pleasure talking to you and your listeners, Alex. It's always a great joy. Once a month, looking forward to this. And I want to know whether all your listeners are ready for spring cleaning. Because we got the soap for them. Not the junk science. We got the financial rescue program. Save them lots of money. Give them twice, three times the cleaning ability with real old-fashioned soap.
By the way, you know what? I'm going to do something. This IT guy, our new IT guy, has never been on air with us. Matt, come on in here. He doesn't even know I'm doing this. He's in there across the room on a computer. He won't even know what I'm talking about. We hired Matt. We didn't tell people what company this was because we don't want infiltrators. A great IT guy. He used to work for the state. And I'm going back from memory. Matt, didn't you, when we first hired you, say, by the way, I bought Calvin soap and it lasted more than a year?
Oh, yeah. I bought the 150 bars of soap. And lasted me probably 3.5 years and all. I was definitely, I like the smell of the soap. It's kind of like a fruit punch.
By the way, I didn't tell you I was going to pull you in here.
No.
I just saw you, because I was about to say on air, most of my office uses it. You know, they hear me and they know I don't make stuff up. Whatever I push, I believe in. And this all happened because Marty sent a year supply to my wife. And a year and a half later, the year supply was gone, and she said, where'd you get that? I want more. And I called up Marty to buy more, and he said, no, I'll just send it to you. And I said, no, how about you? I endorse you. And boom, that was the sales job. You know, he's on with us because I'm sold, he's sold, win. So, just the bars of stuff, they got a whole line of products. It's all multi-purpose, and it has that cherry oil, that almond oil. I mean, it has a smell you can't it's incredible.
Yes, it's definitely doesn't sound like it doesn't smell like any kind of perfume. It just smells real fruity and real fresh. I personally like it compared to anything else you can find.
So when we put the ad out, you didn't know what company this was. It just turned out, as most people that come in for the job interviews, you were already a listener.
Yes. I've been listening to you since probably the late 90s, sometime in there. And as far as the ad goes, no, I didn't know who I was applying for.
Yeah, that's interesting. But, I mean, that's just interesting that literally most of this office uses it.
Yeah, I would definitely, hands down, recommend it any day of the week for bars of soap. And then they also have their, I believe it's their Seafoam for the dishwashing detergent.
Absolutely.
And all. So I would definitely, yes, definitely a good product.
Well, Matt, thanks for coming in and talking to us.
Oh, thank you.
You bet. Hey, Marty, what do you think of that endorsement?
I appreciate that very much. We've got all the phone calls we get, the faxes we get, the emails we get from satisfied users. It's a pleasure every day coming to my office and reading another email. I even got one guy who more than emailed me. He sent me a limerick. And he says, 'Twas on Alex Jones that I thee found, that sage young man of world renowned, whose hearty endorsement gave me hope that I'd be happy with your pure soap.
Marty, you're something else.
Some of the things we get coming in on the mails and on the computer, it's fantastic.
Hey, Marty, you're also a great sponsor. You make this show possible, like all our great sponsors. Tell folks, you know, they should get the sampler tote bag, shouldn't they? Because you're basically shipping that out at cost to give people a sample. They should call and get that, or call and get a free catalog, shouldn't they?
Yes, free catalog covering all the details of our Pure Soap products. To try the product, they don't have to spend a fortune. $20 plus shipping. And we can send them a 6-pound package. We call it a 1 to 2 month tote bag. It's got 4 bars of our beautiful pure soap. It's got 18 ounces in a little jar of our granulated laundry soap with a little tiny scoop. It's got 16 ounces in a dispenser bottle of our triple concentrated cocoa butter shampoo and 16 ounces in a dispenser bottle of our liquid cream dish glow soap. For not only pots and pans and hands and windows and floors and all-purpose cleaning, nothing like it in the country. We also include a large nylon scarring pad, 6 inches by 9 inches. They can cut it in half, cut it in quarters. It replaces Ajax and Comet and Steel Wool and SOS pads and Chore Girls and all these things you don't ever, ever need. It's virtually indestructible. It'll replace all these other additives and chemicals and solvents. Don't need it. All this put together in a package. We got one girl we hired. All she does every day is package these items by hand, put them in a bag, and we ship them out.
That's right. Folks, this is your chance to get it. 5starsoap.com, the number 5starsoap.com, or you can type it out, 5starsoap.com, or calvinpuresoap.com. Again, that's 5starsoap.com. Marty, give them your toll-free number.
800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or look us up on the web, 5starsoap.com.
One more time, the number.
Or 5starsoap.com. Everything's there for you.
One more time, the number.
1-800-340-7091. Free catalog, sampler package, all for your pleasure to enjoy.
Yeah, folks, it's not hype. I mean, it's an example. We hire another IT guy, and he tells me outside one night, oh, thanks for telling me about that 5-star soap. I really love it. That's all I use now for years. I mean, that's how good this stuff is. Marty, the number one more time.
1-800-340-7091. We're waiting here for you. My son's on the phone. My daughter's here. I'm here. Our whole family is working to please you.
All right, Marty, that was the first time you gave us somebody else's limerick. Next month, we'll get another one of your great limericks.
Oh, I got the limerick all ready to go. We got another minute?
All right, we'll come back and get your limerick. Then I'll get into all the news. Folks, stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Peter Kratschnabel here from Midas Resources. Are you concerned about uncontrollable government spending? A banking system on the verge of collapse? Banks on the edge of being nationalized, Wall Street in continuous freefall, scandal after scandal with hedge fund companies. If protecting your hard-earned savings or retirement fund is on your mind, the answer is simple. Secure your assets by purchasing gold and silver. Since President Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971, the United States has been operating the longest-running fiat currency in the history of mankind. Gold has held its purchasing power for over 6,000 years. Contact me, Peter Kratschnabel, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Once again, that's Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. While you can still purchase gold with paper, that is 1-800-686-2237, extension 108.
With our economy spiraling out of control,
living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner.
No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants,
begging for food.
Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming.
We have been warned.
And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping and all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
Okay, we're going to London, England with Steve Watson in the next segment. Then we're going to get a report with our reporters on the ground, their second report from California with the spreading tent city, Schwarzenegger ordering them to be moved into sports stadiums, basically forcibly making them wear wristbands. That's now confirmed in the LA Times. That's coming up. We're also going to be taking your calls next hour, so get ready for that. The phones aren't open yet, though. You can, well, it's a toll-free number, but you can save your time and just call in about 20 minutes when I get the number out. Yeah, real quick, Marty, you're known for your limericks. Give us a limerick.
19th century repeat. There was an old man of Nantucket who kept all his cash in a bucket. But his daughter, named Nan, ran away with a man, and as far as the bucket, Nantucket. Pa followed the pair to Pawtucket. the man and the girl with the bucket, and he said to the man, "You're welcome to Nan, but as for the bucket, Pawtucket." Then the pair followed Paw to Manhasset, where he still held the cash as an asset. And Nan and the man stole the money and ran, and landed for the bucket, Manhasset.
Marty, you're something else. You're one in a million. Take care, my friend.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You bet. 5starsub.com. Okay. Looking here at the news in front of me. Let's go ahead and get into Russia, China, the European Union, all openly announcing a new global currency. And then in a press conference and before Congress in two separate meetings, he said, well, we're not really moving to that right now. That's what Obama said. That's what Tim Geithner said, the guy that didn't pay his taxes and used to work for the World Bank. And then on top of that, he then spoke 2 days later last week to the Council on Foreign Relations that talk show host said didn't exist, saying that, oh, yes, we are moving towards that. So that's definitely what's going on here. And all we have left is the dollar. We don't really manufacture that much. We've been put into deep debt, but we still have the fiat currency. That goes, the United States basically implodes into nothing. Instead of a long slide into depression, it can be an overnight situation. So here is a clip with BBC talk host Max Kaiser, routine guest on this show, laying it out.
Max Kaiser, let me come to you for the first part of this second part of the show. I mean, could a new powerful super currency be created? And what would the pitfalls be in giving up the dollar as a reserve currency?
Well, the pitfalls are for the U.S. The U.S. has what de Gaulle called an extraordinary privilege. They can write checks that they never have to cash. They just print new dollars. This has been going on since Bretton Woods and the end of World War II. So the America has everything to lose, and they're going to resist a new global currency every way that they possibly can. China obviously would love to be able to do their business in currencies outside of the U.S. dollar. But look what happened in the Mideast. Look what happened to Saddam Hussein when he tried to start to trade oil in euros. He was bombed and then assassinated by the U.S. Look what happened in Iran when they start talking about trading oil and gas in euros. Suddenly, America is saber-rattling in Iran. So any country looks at those examples and they say, you know, if we get out of the U.S. dollar, does this mean American Marines are going to show up in our back door and start to cause mischief? That's a legitimate concern these countries have.
Okay, well, I'm not so sure the American Marines would turn up on the streets of Beijing, Max, but let's talk about this Chinese.
Now, that shows how much things have changed because that's on the BBC. He talks like that every week on the Oracle. He's invited me to come on, but I had to miss one of the interviews. Maybe we'll set that back up. It's the name of a show. And guess who linked to that video clip? Drudge this morning. Now, I mean, that's old news to this audience. But Drudge is linking to stuff like that. See, this is becoming mainstream. I told you, I tuned into neocon, fake conservative radio, and they're talking about New World Order, the banks imploding things by design. But they do say Obama's behind it. No, Obama is a front man just like George Bush was. See, if it was Bush still in power or McCain, the Republicans would be defending all of this. But they do defend it with their votes. They're all voting for it. And I wouldn't be so sure. I mean, the IMF and World Bank are already issuing, according to London Telegraph and Wall Street Journal, their own super currency. It's just at the monetized interbanking, central banking level. It's not a physical currency. And so the CFR wants this. They want the global government. So the U.S. has to fall for the rise of the European superstate controlling the world government. The global Europe, as last Tuesday Gordon Brown called it while speaking in the European Parliament, we played that clip. A world government with world regulatory power, a world Europe, openly being announced. And again, all of these neocon talk show hosts, all these liberal talk show hosts in the controlled paradigm, they've been denying this, denying it and denying it and denying it and denying it, because we could have fixed this a long time ago. We could have stopped this. Now, since the establishment thinks nothing can stop it because they're bringing us into world depression, so they'll offer that as a solution. Because they think they got this cinched up, the green light came on and all these talk show hosts are giving part of the truth. So, world government's real. What are we going to do about it? Now, instead of protesting or actually giving negative coverage on the G20, the feds worldwide are staging riots so they can demonize protesting, period, and free speech. We'll cover that from London, England, straight ahead after this quick break.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up in about 7 minutes, we're going to go to London, talk to Steve Watson, the heads up of PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.net, and our team. Right now, I want to go to our reporters, InfoWars.com reporters, and they're both on the same cell phone out in the field. They are still, they've been in Los Angeles and San Diego. They're now, in the last few days, been up at the tent cities, little archipelago that stretches for miles. The media's downplayed that. We've confirmed that. They say 125 tents. It's close to 400 that they've been able to count, and they had to hike in to do that count, and they've done another hike, I've been told. So they're here to give us a report. But the issue here is Schwarzenegger announced, the governor of Hawaii announced, and others are announcing that you're not allowed to be homeless. They're going to force you into sports stadiums, into fairgrounds, and they make you, in California, go to the fairgrounds, the different facilities. At 5 a.m. they wake you up. They bus you out, drop you off. You have to be back at 3 o'clock to be brought back in. You're not allowed to take really any of your belongings. It's overcrowded cots, and you wear bracelets. They wand scan you. It's basically a prison, and this sets a very, very dangerous precedent as the depression intensifies and more people become homeless. Regular folks, the working poor, want to go out and live in tents a few months, on average is the story, to raise enough money to get a down payment on a house to rent or an apartment, because they got to get a lot of money to be able to do that, to pay 2 or 3 months down as their deposit, the pet deposit, the rest of it. And I see these horrible quotes. I see one in the L.A. Times of a woman who had the CPS take her six-year-old because she was homeless, and now they're going to make her move out of the tent and take her dog. I don't know if my guys in the field have seen that article, but the headline, it's up on Infowars.com, we have a link to it, deals with how they're being, the police just showed up and made them all put bracelets on without a court order, without anything, out there, not in the FEMA camp, but in the open-air tent cities. So for a quick report, let's go to Jason Douglas and Rob Dew there in Sacramento, California. Which one of you is on the line right now?
Jason.
Jason, we didn't talk to you yesterday. You were busy doing an interview. Give us a 3 or 4 minute report, and then we'll talk to Rob Dew.
Well, we're here in Tent City, and we've been walking around. It's quite a sight to behold. I've never really seen this big a community just all gathering together. And it stretches out over such a wide area that, you know, any one little encampment looks pretty big unto itself. But they're just dotted all over the landscape. And, you know, it's mostly just people trying to survive, people that either because of the laws that are happening, you know, we just talked to a guy that got pulled over, and because he didn't have insurance on his new Winnebago, they just took it. They took all of his belongings, everything he owned, and left him out on the side of the street. And somebody pointed out Tent City and said, you know, we're camping out over there. And so that's how he made his way over here.
How much will it be to unimpound his vehicle?
He was saying it was about $1,000.
Okay. I know you guys are supposed to leave today, and you're going to end up not having time to do this, but it's not just important for the film to show this. Are they going to make him show up with insurance on top of it to be able to get it out?
Yeah, he would have insurance in order for them to get it out, because that's the reason.
I know your wives and children think you're coming back tonight. Can you change the ticket and stay another day, and I'll wire you money, and then you can get that whole process on tape to show this crime. This is key for the film. Plus, I want to help this guy. I will pay the $1,000 to get the Winnebago out. I will pay to get him a month of insurance.
You know, let me talk it over with him, because I'm not even sure. He made it sound as though they have already auctioned off his stuff.
Oh, my God.
His Winnebago, yeah. Basically, they just confiscate the stuff, and then they sell it. So I will talk to him and find out what's up with that, if he even knows anything, because the way he was talking, you know, he just gave up on all of his stuff.
Well, that's how people become homeless. You know, Limbaugh and others create this illusion that it's only crackheads, heroin heads, and drunks,
right,
and mentally ill people.
Yeah.
And that certainly is the classic lion's share base of homelessness. But no, there's more and more people who lose their jobs, so they have a Winnebago, and then they take it. And I see reports every few months about, you know, hippies that are homeschooling kids living in a Winnebago, and CPS takes their children. And I'm reading that in the news. And, oh, man.
You know, we're hearing a lot of information about kids being taken away and animals being taken away.
Oh,
that's,
God.
That's the M.O. Yeah.
Oh, God. And they want them all over the country forced into the camps so they have them all in one spot to take their children. There's a lady in the L.A. Times. Like, let me go to Infowars.com. I thought I printed this morning, and I noticed it's not in my stack. But it's up on the site. And it's an article about how they make them wear those wristbands, not when they're in the camp, but they show up and make them just under fiat orders, color of law, to put these on so they can write, like, yellow stars for Jews in Germany, literally.
Right, yeah, they're branding them all.
Well, you know, before you went, I said they're going to be grabbing their kids, they're going to be seizing their cars, and it's not that I'm always gloom and dooming. I know how government operates. What has this been for you to see this, Jason?
It's just been amazing to just watch all of the different kinds of stories, because people have, you know, they have a lot in common, but there's really all different kinds of people out here. You know, the guy that owns the Winnebago, he was a marketing director. And so he works with computers, he does marketing, he's a salesman, really smooth guy. You know, he gets up every day, he goes to the place where you can take a shower, he stays clean, his fingernails are clean, and, you know, he's just stuck out here.
So he was trying to, I guess, get another job, live in the Winnebago.
Yep.
That's actually, I don't even have the money myself to buy a decent one. That's kind of our emergency plan, because I don't have anything really if everything collapses. And I guess if I'm caught at a checkpoint without my proper papers, like outside Fallujah. I mean, this is the model. I'm gone. And then they'll say, well, you're homeless. We're taking your kids. I mean, this is America, folks. This is America.
Right. Yeah, it's America. And look at what's happening.
My God.
Yeah, the amazing part of me for L.A. was that I went to places, because I'm from Los Angeles, so I know all the places where the homeless are. And we went there, and it was, they're gone. We tried to find out where they're taking them, but they're just gone. I don't know if they stuck them in a camp or they rounded them all up, you know, what's going on down there, but...
Well, that's what you confirmed at multiple sites that they came and cleared them out. That's what Deuce said yesterday. So specifically, they obviously gave him a slip for his highway robbery for the highwayman that stole his home. You know, those cops had no soul. They should have just said, buddy, get insurance, get this off the road. And here's the nexus point. I've had sheriffs and police chief on. It's been all over the news. Illegal aliens, when they're caught, 10-15 to a van or Winnebago, the judges just release them so police don't arrest them. I had an employee with an expired driver's license one day. I pull up to the office. There's two police cars and Cherries. I pull up. I know to approach him from a distance. I walk up. The police kind of charge up to me. What do you want? And they said, oh, it's Alex Jones. And they said, hey, Alex, like your show, blah, blah, blah.
Last video, guys.
But I mean, to make a long story short, I said, you wouldn't be arresting him right now if he was an illegal alien. They said, no, the judges just let him go. We're told not to. So, again, an American citizen gets no leeway.
Right.
Instead of just saying, you better pull that off. If I see this again, I'll give you a ticket. So that instead of giving him a ticket for not having the insurance, they stole his Winnebago.
Stole his Winnebago and just left him out on the side of the road with nothing. Yep.
My God.
It could happen to any one of us, you know? You can't
hardcore
pay your bill
criminals.
For 1 month and then your car's gone.
And to them, it's, we're just doing our job. We're just doing our job.
Right, right. That's exactly what they said. The one police officer was telling him, you know, oh, I didn't want to do this, but we're just not going to be able to let you go.
And I guarantee you, if you stayed in that town for a week, you could sit off highways, and when they do pull an illegal alien over, you can watch them, let them go with no insurance, no license. You can follow that person to a McDonald's or wherever they're going, and you can walk up and ask them, what they pull you over for, and they tell you no insurance. That's just the hell of it, the hell of it. And I'm not for grabbing the illegal aliens and putting them in camps if they don't have something. You know, they're on the edge of survival. The point is, don't do it to citizens. You know, I'm sorry to have you on here, and I'm ranting at you. It's just that I wish you weren't confirming everything I already knew you were going to find. What about the snatching of children?
We've talked to a couple different people. Either their children got snatched before they went out here. You know, maybe they were in an apartment. There's a lot of people where it's like they're turning families against each other, where the social services come in, they speak to the grandparents, and they get them to turn state's evidence or you know, say something against their kids, and then their kids end up losing their kids.
Well, it's worse than that. A lot of times, and the grandparents don't even get them. But, you know, they think the CPS is their friend.
Right, you know, that's what happens. That's what happens. They think they're going to get the kids, but then they just end up going to a third party or into an institution.
Well, that's because they get 10 times, 20 times the money for every child they have than actually with the family. Yeah, this government's totally criminal. Yeah, here it is. It says, Ontario, California, tent city residents required to wear wristbands. And this is Los Angeles. And it says dozens of... See, maybe if you had time, you could go to that. Dozens of Ontario police and code enforcement officers descended upon a homeless encampment known as Tent City early Monday, separating those who could stay from those to be evicted. Large, often confused crowds formed ragged lines behind police barricades where officers handed out color-coded wristbands. Blue meant they were from Ontario and could remain. Orange indicated they had to provide more proof to avoid ejection. And white meant they had a week to leave. And then you go down here, and it says they took the lady's child. Yeah, sounds nice, huh?
Yeah, just great. That's America right now for you.
It says Patty Barnes, 47, who had her motorhome towed away last week, shook with anger. So the same story. They are tagging us because we are homeless, she said, staring at her orange wristband. It feels like a concentration camp. And then there's another one here. I've actually got to click on the story. We just posted a few paragraphs of it. I actually have to go to the L.A. Times. And in here it talks about how they snatched this lady's six-year-old, and now they want her dog. She said, they already took my child, not my dog, and she breaks down crying.
Yeah, this is the dogs and the children, it's the last thing that these people have. I mean, they've been stripped of everything. You hear these stories, you know. It's just slowly they went downhill, and then the government comes in and takes the last bit of humanity that they have. And then they have no self-esteem. You know, these people, you can see it in their eyes. They're trying to figure out how to get a job. They're trying to figure out how to get out of here. And, you know, when your self-esteem is that low and you've just been beaten down, it starts to feel like the country is against you.
Well, it's, listen to this. The no pet order caused widespread anger and tears Monday as some homeless people said they could not imagine life without their dogs. Many have three or four and vowed to leave Tent City before giving up the dogs. I will go to jail before they take my dog, said an emotional Diane Ritchie, 47. That's part of me as much as anything. The dogs are as homeless as we are. Cindy Duke, 40, hugged the woman who was sobbing. I had to give up my six-year-old son because I was homeless, and I'll be damned if I give up my dog, too.
Right.
It says, we thought if we came here, we could save enough money, but now they have pulled the rug out from under us, said Tritton, who was from another town, and who has fibromyalgia, a painful disorder. So what, understand, folks, they're saying it's concentration camps. See, and they're just, they can't wait to attack dog the U.S. citizens and steal their cars, steal their Winnebagos, shut them down. And again, most of them, these have been going on for years. They save money for a few months, and then they move on. Anything else, Rob, do you can tell us?
You know, it's just crazy down here. You kind of, it's one of those things where we're trying to get the footage that we can, but seeing this just with your naked eye, it's crazy. It's crazy what's going on. And hearing the stories and the testimonials of just, you know, regular people trying to make it. And it just seems like every which way they go, it's a dead end.
Well, I'm going to put a call out. I don't have the personnel. Aaron's having to produce right now while you guys are gone. I don't have the money to go to all of these. I'm asking listeners in California to go to this Ontario, California one, interview these people where they took their kids, took their Winnebago there too, mail it to us. We'll put it in the new Obama film. I don't have the money and the time to cover all of this. Go to your tent cities all over the country where they're grabbing their children, grabbing their cars, grabbing their Winnebagos. This crime has to be told.
Right.
And we just don't even have the personnel or the funds here, you know, and people even bet you about the few sponsors we've got to be able to pay for what we're doing. It's just tearing my guts out, and now they're just going to grab all their cars and children. This is so hellish, and so I'm asking listeners, go get it, email us, let us know the footage is coming. You know, we can do all this together, but I don't want to just show one guy who had his Winnebago taken. I want to show this other lady, and the other lady where they're taking their kids. Have people that have had their children taken been willing to talk about it?
We've gotten some stuff on tape of, you know, the discussions of people who have lost their kids. But, yeah, they're talking about it.
My God.
Yeah,
do you understand, Jason? Jason, do you understand that the illegal aliens aren't treated like this?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of sentiment about illegal aliens here and just how, you know, it's completely different treatment. You know, there's no jobs because there's such an influx of illegals. And then on top of that, they get preferential treatment because, you know, supposedly there's nothing that we can do to them because they, you know, belong somewhere else.
Those police that have done this have committed vicious crimes.
Yeah.
And I don't even hate the police for this. I feel sorry for them, the great evil they've done, what they've turned themselves into. They should hit their knees and repent to God for what they've done. There is nothing more evil than feeding on down-and-out people and hijacking their stuff. When you don't do it to everybody, it's even worse. It's just a sin. Well, you're about to say something else.
Oh, just that we've heard reports of camps in Oregon and Washington that are just completely different, you know, where they've actually sort of helped these people out. You know, they find an area like this where they can camp out and they've created a community there, but they're not threatening to throw them out.
Well, you know how this is happening. We saw it a few months ago. The feds in the stimulus package are giving cities millions of dollars for this, but they're saying you have to put them in camps.
Right.
See, they want to prime the pump and have the news images of people in the camps first this way.
I just can't believe they're doing this stuff.
Well, I know it's tough.
It's hard to get out here.
I know we got Steve Watson holding. We're going to go to him.
Okay.
Actually, in about 10 minutes, but I want to go ahead and go now to Rob Due. Rob, tell us what's coming up in the next five-minute segment, and I'll let you guys get back to work.
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Rob, did you go over to the fairgrounds, the FEMA camp?
Yes, actually, they've taken a miniature golf course for children and turned it into a FEMA camp of sorts. That's their winter shelter.
All right, stay there. Give us a five-minute report on the other side. There's Steve Watson from London. I know he's been holding. I appreciate him doing that. His girlfriend can wait. I know it's nighttime over there in England. They're like, I'm going out on a date tonight. No, you're going on this radio show, Commander. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv in 6 minutes at the start of the next hour. Steve Watson joins from London, England. Then his brother, also hot-showing PrisonPlanet.com from Sheffield, on all the huge G20 rioting and things that have already started over in England, ahead of the meeting starting in 24 hours. Unbelievable. Yeah, I knew what they would find when they went to California, but now it's all over the mainstream news. They're calling them concentration camps. They're grabbing their children, grabbing their dogs, grabbing their vehicles. Rob Due, give us a quick report on what you've seen.
Well, right now I'm talking with two gentlemen, and they're kind of explaining the camp that they're talking about, the compound. They even called it a compound. I didn't even have to say. You think it's a compound? They called it a compound. You know, you have to be there at 3. We have, you know, we went over there and watched that. They stored their bikes and like a bag or something. Okay, that you can store that. Yeah, your personal belongings. They put you on a bus, drive you to the other side of town, to an old fair ground, essentially. It used to, I think, be some kid's little, it was like a park with a miniature golf. Yeah, so they load them in there, and it says winter shelter, and, you know, so we found out where it was at. We haven't been inside. They asked us not to come inside when there's people there, so we might try to go back and get over there before they bring in the night crew, I guess. They bring in about 150 people, 152 people every day. They have, and they're always filled. So, and it costs them around $1 million to add 50 beds. So,
yeah, of course, government steals everything. You could have housed those 50 people for a couple hundred thousand.
Sure. I mean, the people out here, they seem to like the camping. They seem to like what's going, you know, that, you know, and everybody's got problems. There's reasons that everybody's out here, and, you know, it's, but, you know, they're no different than, you know, any other person you meet on the street, you know.
Just because you have a house doesn't mean you don't have issues.
Right, exactly. The guy says just because you have a house doesn't mean you don't have issues, you know.
And, no, we're not looking down on them. Now, be sure and get as many of their phone numbers and names as you can so we can have them on the show next week, maybe do 2 hours of a whole bunch of the people out there, specifically the fellow that had his Winnebago stolen and others.
Okay. Yeah, and actually there was just the largest collection of tents is that there's power lines that run above them, and those are owned by that land is owned by SMUD, which is the Sacramento Municipal Utility Division or something like that. And so what they're saying now is they're going to fence off the large area that they're at so they can't stay here. And what they're going to do is they're either going to move to one side of the train tracks or down the levee a little bit more.
And so now the government's going to pay to put up fences everywhere.
Right.
Instead of just leaving them alone.
Trying to get them to come over here.
Yeah, exactly. So they're going to spend a bunch of money to fence off this area when they could probably just, you know, spend that money on porta potties. And
there's porta potties out here, man.
I know, they took those too.
I know, man. They're going to be out here for 7 days.
Right.
Somebody apparently did something to one of them as far as flame in some way, okay?
Yeah.
Ruined one of them. The donor wasn't too happy, but he was cool, so they took him out after 5 days.
Right.
So somebody, just like they had a fire last night, we're down at 10.
Yeah.
Fire department came out, not good.
Right, yeah, it brings
somebody
attention.
Somebody screwed up with the porta potties, one person for everybody, not good.
Right.
All the things that they're doing good for us, one person blows it for everybody.
Right.
No, I hear you, but the big issue is they did not kidnap the children and steal people's cars. Rob Dew, I guess I'll have you back in studio tomorrow then to give us a report, and so maybe we should go ahead and have some of these people on tomorrow.
But
I'm putting a call out to our listeners to go to the other camps, the one identified where they make them wear wristbands in one of these forest camps down outside L.A., and that's, again, in the L.A. Times story up on Infowars.com. But great job out there. Be sure and get lots of interviews with the guy who they stole his car from and anybody else the police are stealing their materials for. But we'll pray for you while you're out there. Good job to Rob Dew and, of course, Jason Douglas. Okay, guys?
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
All right. Take care and be safe. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.